Globalization is an attempt to extend corporate monopoly control over the entire globe, over every national economy, over every local economy, over every life. It does this by treating international corporate property rights and international corporate investment rights as supreme, as taking precedence over all other rights, including our democratic sovereignty. We're taught a few things about capitalism. We're taught that it's a system that works. It's a system that has brought us prosperity. We've heard that all our lives. Now I'm going to try to convince you otherwise. And I'm going to do it in 2 minutes. Okay? Actually, I think some of you already have certain suspicions about that system. Very simple. Almost the entire world is capitalist. And almost the entire world is poor. Capitalist Indonesia is miserably poor and getting poorer. Capitalist India is miserably poor and getting poorer. So with capitalist Thailand and capitalist Nigeria. And capitalist El Salvador, and Haiti, and Mexico, and Brazil, and Argentina. And capitalist Russia, and Poland, and Bulgaria, with all the privatization, and deregulation, and free market coming in. Poverty! Poverty, increase in crime, increase in desperation, increase in misery, increase in homelessness, increase in suicides. It's capitalism at work, moving in. Now, not everyone suffers. The capitalists in these countries are doing quite well. And the people go into the cities and they find new work opportunities under the free market capitalism. Prostitution and drugs and beggary, all sorts of new things that didn't exist in their lives before. So those business zones make people poorer. The corporations go in and they displace and they wipe out domestic production and domestic businesses by dumping and underselling. That makes people poorer. The corporations go in, they force cutbacks in human services, education, health, and housing as the country develops a heavier and heavier debt structure, as the IMF does its structural adjustment programs. So why do you credit the capitalists with the gains that you made against the capitalists? Why do you credit the people who fought tooth and nail and claw and fang against every one of these things, who are still fighting, who are still rolling it back, doing it right here in British Columbia, as you know, trying to degrade our standard of living? Every democratic victory we've made is under siege, continually fighting to drag us back to 1900. Why do we credit them with giving us a good standard of living? If they had their way, our kids would be working in those factories 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. giant companies come in with some bogus claim to land, drive them all off it, and clear cut the wood that's on there and turn it into a wasteland since it's tropical topsoil. It can't survive clear cutting. And these people are driven off into the shanty towns. And you get a record. In the Philippines, the gross national product has gone up because this company has come in and made all these sales on the timber. Meanwhile, thousands and thousands of lives are utterly destroyed.